we are this morning, chapter 3, out of the book of James, chapter 3, out of the book of James. Reiterate, chapter 2. Verse 17, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Verse 14, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works, can faith save him? And verse 20, many verses. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. So go ahead, chapter 3, this morning. The tongue, the wisdom of mildness, being mild, being able to reprove yourself, That is, by being able to bridle the tongue through the mildness of wisdom. He began, hear that phrase again, and when I said my brethren, I don't have to remind you what that means. Be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. We shall receive the greater condemnation because we know better, except our righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. It's better not to have known than to know than turn. We should know better based on that faith that is in us. Based on chapter 1 and verse number 12, we've been blessed because we have endured temptation. That is, we should know better. We should be the light. We should be the example. We should be those written epistles, written and read in the heart of all men. Because that's what faith does, brethren. Faith changes us. Faith transforms us. Faith makes us be better than what we are. That is, that when we leave it through faith, through the power of the word of God, that we should know better. And that's the whole point that we're seeing here. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and be able also to bridle the whole body. Now underline that word, bridle the whole body. That is, go back to James again, verse number James 2:8. See? But you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. See, verse 10, but for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of it all. But see, to be able to bridle the whole body is to be in control. To be in control of the whole body, brother, you can't do it if you don't have a strong faith. The faith is not a part of your life. I'm talking about a working faith, not any kind of faith, but it's a working faith, because if we're going to be held accountable for all aspects of our life, the whole royal law. See? See, realize that we're offending in one point, we're guilty of the whole body. But a lot of times, people don't understand their relationship to not being able to control certain parts of the body. We are accountable for the whole man, not half man, the whole man, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. And then he used that phrase, the perfect man. Go back to James, he talked about that word, perfect man. See, he that perfect man, that perfect man. James chapter 1. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing that further that trying your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect in time. See, that's the same word. That we should mature. That we should entire, want nothing. See, in relationship to not wavering and not being wavering, not being one who is double-minded. That's a phrase that we want to use there in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. That's a roach. Excuse me, y'all. They're not invited. So, with that being said, I think when you look at verse number 2, I think you need to underline that word perfect man. Because if you're not a perfect man, you don't have the ability to be able to bridle. That is, the word bridle means to put under control. See, like that bit they put in the horse's mouth. See, that controls that horse, controls that ship, and we're going to say in later how that worked. That bit is the word of God. That bit is study to show thyself approved unto God. That bit is knowing ye not. That bit is let the word of Christ dwell in you so that you can grow to be perfected so that you can be able to control not one fact, but all facets. Because if you don't, you can't be what God wants you to be. Because we can't be that light. We can't be those written epistles written in the hearts and read in all man. Now in chapter 3, he gives us a metaphor by saying, behold, look what he's doing. He said, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may what? Obey us, and we turn about that what? Whole body. Now, if you understand that word bit, you say, what's the bit that we put in our mouth? I mean, what do we put in our mouth to control our whole body, that we may bridle the whole body, that we may be perfect? You see? So that's what we need to do. If you got your Bible, you should underline that word bit, and you should put the word of God, 2 Timothy 3:16-17, Colossians 3:16, 2 Corinthians 13:5, and many more. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, Colossians 3:16. See, all those scriptures teach the power of studying 2 Timothy 2:15, so once we put it there, that it may be the royal law, what it does, it calls us to perfect. How many times I say, Brother Frazier, when we come here, when you leave here, if you don't examine yourself to see whether it was worthwhile your coming, well, number one, why do you come? Because everything that we do got a reaction. See? And the consequences are is perfecting. The consequences is growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Too many people say, well, we had a good time in church. Well, did you perfect? Did you transform? Did you examine yourself? Whereby you may have, or we may have shortcomings because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And there may be something in our life that we need to correct. Well, do we identify or do we just sweep it under the rug? Say it's not important. See? Because you remember, if we offend the royal law at one point, we give them the word. We give them the whole law. And when you give them the whole law, that bit ain't going to work. See, that bit is put into that horse's mouth that they may what? Obey. See, that they may obey. That when they turn the reins to the left, the horse going to go to the left. When they turn the reins of the horse to the right, he's going to go that way. When they pull it back, I think that means that the horse going to stop. See, they put it there for a reason. Well, we got the word of God for a reason. Amen. See, we got the word of God for a reason that we may obey, that we may grow. Why? So that we may be able to control or bridle the whole body. See, same way. That man who rides that horse don't want that horse to be obedient in something. He wants that horse to be obedient in all things. See, if it don't, there's consequences. See, I'm not a farmer, but I can imagine that when I was about 12 years old and I went to a summer camp and I didn't know much about horses, Brother Hampton, and they were trying to show us how to put the saddle on the back of the horse. And I made a mistake and got too close and that rascal stepped on my feet. See, and the reason why, because, see, I wasn't familiar with how it worked. I wasn't familiar with that horse or the procedure. Well, the same thing happens when you're not familiar with the word. See, when you're unskilled. See, that's reading about Hebrews 5. See, they need to be taught again the first principles, the first oracles, because they were babes in Christ. Because if you're a babe in Christ, you're limited. You only can do so much. See, and the devil know that. So you have verse number 3, underline the word that they may obey, that we may obey. See, that's the key word, that we may obey. That bit is the word. And again, see, here we go, examination time. See, since we left last Wednesday night, you know whether you studied the word of God or not. You know whether you had some me time. You know whether you put some bit in or you put the word of God in. And if you hadn't, shame on you. But guess what? You still woke up this morning. And you still got a chance. See, just because you didn't do it since Wednesday, well, today can be a new day. That's the reason why you're here. Amen. So you can learn this example, what we're trying to get us to see, Why is he talking about this here? He's talking about this, number one, that we may develop faith. Number two, because if we don't develop faith, brother, we're not going to be able to endure. We're not going to be perfect. We're not going to grow. You see, that's the problem. That's the problem with the church. See, ain't nothing wrong with the church. What's wrong with the church is us in the church. And like Terry said all the time, the church ain't going nowhere. The gates of hell shall not prevail, amen? But it's us in the church that he has given us everything we need in order to grow, but because we don't want to do, or because we don't, well, let me put it this way. The key word is because we don't have a working faith. Isn't that right? See, because if you ain't got a working faith, you don't have no control of your spirituality. You can't worship in spirit and in truth. You can't be the light. You just can't do it because nothing from nothing equal what? See, if you ain't got nothing, you're going to get nothing back. See, that's what Galatians 6 is talking about. How you sow. It's a sowing process of Luke 8:11, the seed. You got the sow that is toward spirituality to get spirituality. Now, your emphasis is on sowing toward the world. Well, world plus world equal world. And that's the reason why, brother, there's no way in the world. If I understand faith right, ain't no way in the world you can have a wrong faith and receive spiritual benefits. There's no way in the world. Now, you can look at denominationalism. You can look at people in the church who don't obey, who don't have control of their whole body. You can look at any faith. Anybody who don't have a working faith can't have a growing spirituality. Because you can't obey. It just don't happen. You hear people saying, well, I know my mama. Well, I don't know what, do you know that? How can you not know? See, you, even with me. See, 1 John 5:13, these things were written that you may know. See, I can't know that I'm saved if I don't have the knowledge based on the word of God. You don't give me the assurance to know that I'm saved because I know it in the book. I get the assurance from the constellation of the mindset that I have through the word of God. I mean, ain't nothing y'all can say. Because what y'all say don't even matter. The only thing I'm interested in is what the perfect law of liberty says. Why? For the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto what? All good works. A lot of times we worry about what other people say. Man, quit worrying about what other people say. Just worry about what Jesus say. Man, we're concerned about what people saying about me and what I hadn't achieved and what my... Man, don't even worry about that. Because number one, see, go back to 1:12. He said 1:12, and that's the key right here. What was all this based on? He said, blessed is the man who endured temptation. Because see, when you are proved and when you're trying, you're going to receive a promise anyway. But it comes through the power of the word of God. You with me? So we who have that kind of faith, we who has that bit, and that bit, I'm just going to call the word. That's all I'm going to call it. James 1:25, James 2:9 through 11, that's all I'm going to call it. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17, 2 Timothy 2:15, that's all it is. That's the controlling factor that control your life. Because guess what, brother? Any problem, anything, whatever it may be, regardless of how small or regardless of how big, that it can't be handled through the word of God. God would not have put us here and put us here to be insufficient. He wouldn't do it. He gave this book that we may be thoroughly furnished unto what? All good work. But the problem is that we consult the wrong book. See, we trust in the wrong things. We listen to other people who don't know what they're talking about. How in the world are you going to listen to somebody in the world to give you advice when number one, they don't know themselves? Right or wrong? They don't know. How can they know? Because number one, they've not been controlled by the royal law. Right? See, I don't care how much psychology and sociology, any kind of ology you may have, it don't supersede the word of God, amen? Am I right? But you got to understand that, and what he's trying to get us to see in relationship, that if you want to grow, if you want to be mature, if you want to perfect, if you want to entire, if you don't want nothing, brother, you got to go back to the book. And this is the illustration that he gives here in verse number 3. And I want us to see it. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey. Amen. And we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships. See, big as a ship may be. Man, you ever been on a cruise, man? It's just unbelievable that those ships that big. I mean, it's just unbelievable, like you're riding in a hotel. Y'all know what I'm talking about? But ships, which though they be so great, so big, and are driven of fiery winds, yet are they turned about with a small helm whatsoever the governor listen. That is, I don't care how strong the wind may be, how big the ship may be, but it's controlled. Same way that horse, that ship is controlled. That captain can control that ship. He can maneuver that ship. See, and the same thing, brother, if you change your mindset. See, the problem is we won't change our mindset. We won't be transformed. We want to conform, but you can't conform. You got to be transformed. See, you won't let the word of Christ dwell in you so it can teach you. So they can admonish you. See? Because if you did, brother, ain't no way in the world you can come in here from Wednesday to Sunday to Wednesday to Sunday and have the right spirit and not grow. If you let the word of Christ dwell in you. Now, there's some things that you got to do. See, you got to make a decision whom you're going to serve. That when you leave here, you're going to come ye out from among them. I mean all of them. The only thing that the only relationship we have with the world, we just in the world. We just here. I mean, I don't have no worldly friends. I don't associate with the world. I don't even call somebody in the world my friend. I'm even to look at even some of my family. I mean, even though they're my family member, they're worldly people. I don't associate with those people because their mindset ain't like mine. Amen. And that devil who's that roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, brother, I'm not going to do anything to subject my mind to something that I don't need to have it subjected to. Now, y'all might not see it that way. But that's just the way it is. See, you can't let the word of Christ come in here, boom, 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 today, and then when you leave here, you go right back into the world. Because the darkness is going to overtake the light. See, especially if you got a little light. Now, if you got a little stronger light, you may have a chance. See, Paul had a problem, didn't he? See, the God had to finally tell him, my grace is what? Am I right? So how much more do you think you and I are going to have a problem, brother, if we don't allow the word of God to be controlled like the horse and like the ship, that we may obey? That God can have total control in our life. Why do you think in Ephesians 5, he talks about men being the head? See, one of the biggest problems in the world today, we don't have men no more. Boys are not growing up to be men. They're not growing up to be biblical men. They're going to stand on the word. Because see, the only thing going to save our families, brethren, is the word. The only thing going to save our marriages is the word. The only thing going to make you have a happy marriage is the word. Amen. It make your marriage get good and good and good and gooder. Because the more you put the word, the more you put it there, and the more that man take that bit and take control with the word, hey, brother, God is not the author of confusion. That's going to be peace. Amen. But the devil knew that. He knew that. You know how he knew that? Because, see, when he took mothers out the home and started putting mothers' mindset that we want to be equal, when God said that they're not equal, that they are a lesser vessel, am I right? Whereby, see, money makes for funny, am I right? And while people say, well, I don't need you no more, I got mine. Amen. it diminishes the power of faith. Now, y'all correct me if I'm wrong. It diminishes the power of a working faith. Because, see, when you lose accountability, or when you lose respect, or you don't look unto your husband, as the way biblical, brother, I don't care what you do, the bit ain't going to work. Now, I know people don't like to hear this here, but it's the truth. See, and that's the way things get out of control. But when you leave God, you lose control. Amen. Go ahead. That's right. But it got to be the proper mindset. See, John 4:24, if you look at it, God is a what? That's a big S, right? He that worship him must worship him in spirit. That's a little S. That is, when we came here, what kind of attitude did we have? That's the reason why it says, if you got all against your brother, leave your gift, go back and be reconciled. Because that all can diminish your attitude. Amen? See, it could block the seed from penetrating. See, you can't come up in here, see, with a bad spirit and expect to worship God in spirit and in what? Because spirit controls everything. What kind of mindset, how you wake up in the morning, how you feel, how your day go. See, it determines your destination. See, that's the reason why the Bible talks about do not worry. Like Philippians 4:6, right quick, go there right quick, then we'll come back. See, in Philippians 4:6, that's a strong verse. See, in Philippians 4:6, he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made what? Known to God. Am I right? And the peace of God, see, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He said, finally, brethren, he said, whatsoever are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and if these be praised, he said, do what? Think on those things. Those things which ye have what? Y'all with me? Look what it said. See, which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace shall be with you. See, that's what he's talking about here. See, but it's that mindset. And that's the reason why I love Terry, I love John, I love Cal, I love all of you, amen? Because, see, not only are we brothers and sisters in Christ, but, see, what we hear and what we see and what we do, see, we reflect on one another because we encourage one another because the Word of God is in all our lives. That's the reason why, brother, we got to speak the same thing. We got to build the same mind, amen? Because we are fighting the adversary. We are fighting the enemy. Amen. It's called a devil. See, you shouldn't have to come to church and fight. Amen. One another. Am I right? See, am I right? You shouldn't fight one another. No time, because number one, if you got something against somebody, Matthew 18, 15, go to him and him alone. And clear it up, amen. See, so that don't be a part of your life. See, if a disagreement happened, it should never be within your spirit within 5 minutes. I don't care who fault it is. Settle it. Get rid of it. Because see, anything that we hold on to that caused us to be bondage, see, that controlled us, amen. Because see, our goal is what bridle the whole body, amen. That's what our goal is, right? See, the bridle the whole body, we're going to see in a minute, but that tongue so small. But see, we can't bridle if we let you have control. But anytime you got something against me, you control me. But I'm not going to let you. Because see, I got Matthew 18, 15 in my mindset. If I got all against you, see, I'm going to tell you and you alone. See, and if you hear me, see, we have gained a brother. Amen. Am I right? See, I ain't going to wait. I'll take care of Sunday when I say, I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you. Same thing with husband and wife. Somebody hear wives say, husband, man, I ain't spoke to him in 2 days. What's wrong with you? See, suppose you died when that 2 day period of time. Amen. Am I right? Straighten it out. Because see, we don't want it to control us. We want to control it. Because the whole goal is the bride of the whole body. But it's that mindset. And that's the reason why, amen. Go back to Philippians right quick. Because he said some strong words there. Go back there right quick. Strong words. I want you to say it one more time. See in Philippians 4. See, look what he says here. He says here. He says in 4. He said 4:10. Those, 9, I'm sorry, 4:9. He said, those things which you have learned. And that's the first key. If you don't learn it, it ain't going to do you no good. Amen. See, and receive. See, once you learn it, you got to accept it, right? See, and heard, and I see it in me. See, I see it in him. Boy, we had a wonderful time yesterday. Amen. Hey, Paul, I don't like when you start singing out today. Boy, you brought everybody else out. I meant to tell you that, man. Amen. I said, look at that Paul singing. He got a beautiful voice. He brought it in me. And the God of peace shall be with you. Why? Because, brother, we learned it, received it, we heard it, and we see it in all of us. Amen. Why? That the God of peace shall be with us. And that peace, same way, can be in your home. It can be in your job. Because let me tell you something. If your boss, man, he talk ugly to you, and you go back and practice second mile service, you know what? See, he going to look differently at you. Because first thing, he going to say, he ain't like everybody else. Because most folks would have cussed me back. See. And then sooner or later, see, based on what he see, the way you act, see, sooner or later, he may come to you and say, what church you go to? Am I right? But it begins with us. But see, we can't do it if we don't know how to bridle that whole body. And see what Jesus is trying to get us to see through the ship and through that horse. That we can't control half of it. Or you just can't control it. Well, we ain't got to be in for 2 hours. I can't wait to get out of here so I can cuss. See, I can't wait to get out of here. See, some good going to be on TV tonight. I'm coming back tonight, but I sure hope, Fred, you don't go over here 12 minutes. I'm just using that for example. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing when I be preaching, I be looking at people. Maybe. But anyway, let's go. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It began with the mindset. See, you got to learn it, you got to receive it, because you heard it and you've seen it, right? Amen. And seen it who? In all of us. That we all may speak. But see, it can't be if we all don't believe what we hear. And not only believe it, but put it to practice. Amen. See, that's the sign of a growing church. A lot of times people say, well, I see them. They say, how far apart do I say marvelous? How many members you got? Don't even matter. It don't matter how many people go here. You know what matters is that we're growing in grace and knowledge. See, if I see improvement, y'all see improvements in me, that you come here and you receive the engrafted word. See, that's what I see. That brethren are faithful, amen. You're seeing brethren like Trevon and the Nars coming around, amen. See, you're seeing the Nars come to the meeting. The Nars ain't been to a meeting. Ain't that wonderful? Ain't that wonderful? The Nars are going to say, well, I can't be here Sunday, but can you somebody switch with me? He could have said, well, forget it. He said, could you switch with me? See, that's growth. Amen. See, and see, that's the growth of a church. It's not how much money you take up. Because, see, if God be for us, who's going to be against us? Amen. In case y'all didn't know, this building's supposed to have been repossessed 20 years ago. I'm telling you, folks. I've been called down to the instance to try fire's office many times. And I was told point blank, just don't get the money. A lot of folks are like this building. Threatened. People call here, hey, y'all building for sale? But if God be for you, who can be against you? Am I telling the truth, John? John was here. He know what I'm talking about. See, it's not how much money you take up. It's not how many people you come. That is, that we who are here, that we are seeing spiritual growth. Amen. So based on what we learn, based on what we see, receive. See, based on what we see, that we can have the peace of God. And that's the good thing. Amen. That wherever we go, all we may be, all of us got peace. Amen. Everybody's happy. Amen. See, and that's the good thing about growth. See, not building growth. See, not that, man. Building's gonna what? Burn up. But what really matters is that John 10:10, I came that you may have life, you have more abundance. Go ahead, brother. That's it. That's it. That's right. That's it. And that's the thing that we really need to understand. That's right. In case anybody want to know, that's Matthew 5:23-24 about leaving that gift at the altar. And then Matthew 6:24, you can't serve two masters. Okay? Matthew 6:24. Okay, let's go to verse number 5. I want to talk about that old tongue. Y'all know what that is? Huh? It ain't just for eating. And what you see what he said? Y'all with me? Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great matter a little fire it kindled. Now I'm going to start right there. And examination time. And I'm not going to go back no 4 years from now. Just think about it. That's between you and God, your thought. That little member, that little tongue, this little tongue right here, based on what we say, how much pain have we caused on people? To cause people to hurt. Y'all know what I'm talking about? How dangerous the tongue can be? If you don't know how to what? Control. Now see, I'll go through the lesson. It's not just to control the tongue, but we don't control the whole body. Now, the tongue just one phase of it. Okay? Now, the power of the word of God and what he's trying to give us to see. Now, this tongue is a little member, but because of the danger that it could do, it can destroy not only us, but it can destroy other people's lives. You not realize that there are people in the grave today because they talk too much? People kill for what you say? People have got in arguments and left and came back and killed people. Simply because they do not have the ability to be able to bribe the whole body. See, it's amazing. And it used to be this way, but now it don't even matter. That when I first started preaching, you'll be amazing when you get through preaching. And I always been one of preparation. I always been one. I just don't get up. I just prepare. But because people talk too much. Now, I can accept criticism as long as it's constructive. Amen. As long as it's constructive. But you'd be amazing when you stand back there where people tell you. The thing that come out of some people's mouth about how well you preach, you don't know what you're talking about, you're a lunatic, you're crazy, or whatever it may be. Now, you got to understand the other person on the other end. Now, first of all, you're a Christian, amen. See, you're supposed to be a light bearer, amen. Now, we have learned it, we received it. Now, people see us, amen. So, when you open your mouth and you at work or you at the grocery store, you at Walmart and you're raising all kinds of sand, who you think looking at you? I mean, what kind of light can you be? Or say you're a dad, or say you're a mama, and y'all cussing out one another, and your children looking at you. Or you the mama, and you with your children, you talking about your daddy ain't no good. He's a low-down man. So you run your mouth. You see what kind of influence? See what kind of influence? Or either you leave here today, and you get in your car, and before you get home, you start talking about, boy, he sure can't sing. Boy, he sure prayed too long. And them cheering sitting in the back seat. What you think they hear? Now, we're talking about being able to bridle the whole body. See, and that tongue, that's one phase of it. But the only way that you can correct that mouth is that, folks, you got to take a working faith. You got to hear it. You got to receive it. You got to learn it. You got to receive it. And not only if we got to learn it and receive it, but every one of us got to have the spirit that, hey, if I can't say nothing good to you, I ain't going to say nothing bad to you. Now, don't get me wrong. Constructive criticism is good. When you make a mistake, when you wrong, hey, you ain't got to wait till you get me back there. If I make it publicly, correct it publicly. You know what? Because if you said it wrong, it got to be corrected, so you what? Everybody's mindset got to be what? Right. So I don't have no problem with a brothering when I make a mistake or when I say something that's what not right, or I say something that sound not to be right, and you want to clear it up. But we are here to develop mindsets. And it ain't about, well, I don't want to hurt a feeling in front of nobody. I'd rather you would correct it now, because you ain't going to hurt my feeling, because number one, my main goal, number one, is to leave here better. See, it ain't about me. It's about all of us, amen. And the focal point is the word of God, amen. See, and I don't have no problem with that. But just because you in the world, and just because your attitude and your spirit aren't right, well, don't come back there and then try to demoralize my spirit. Or demoralize another brother's spirit. Because, see, number one, see, singing is not based on how good you can sing, it's that you do it in spirit and in truth. I know y'all want to sing the alto sopranos, and I know y'all want to sing the part. I ain't got nothing against that. But the Bible don't talk about alto and soprano. Amen. You need to read 5-5, Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, 1 Corinthians 4. It don't say nothing about, well, singing. Do. It just, hey, singing it and then knowing what you're singing, singing in spirit and in truth. Go ahead, my brother. That's it? But go back to what you just said, verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. Well, you can't totally contain it, but you can control it through God. See, that's the whole point we're saying. See, it's there. See, your feet is there. See, your hands is there. You understand what I'm saying? But through the power of faith, see, you don't let it rule you, you rule it. See, you understand what he's saying here about love. Love your neighbor. What love is. Respectability. Ephesians 4. See, go to Ephesians 4 right. See, this is what you have to learn. See, he talked about Ephesians chapter 4:32. When he said, and be kind. See, kind one to another. See, sometimes it takes more trouble to be mean than to be nice. But see, through your mindset, brothering, see, we learn how to love. See, people get married and don't know how to love. Amen. They say they love, but they don't know how to love. How can you say you love when you don't know what the Word of God teaches about love? Amen. See, that's what he's talking about. See, it's a strong instrument. It's a fire. But you can't control it totally. I mean, you cannot, as he says over here, but the tongue can no man tame. But you can learn how to control it. See, you keep it in control. You understand what I'm saying? Because you think about your own life, bro. I mean, think where you've been. Think what you have said. See? And think where you have came. And that's the point. Go ahead. That's right. That's it. Yeah. That's it. And then too, Terry and Claire, see, the human element in us is that we're going to sin. We're going to say things we have no business saying. I don't care how strong you may be. But this is the point that we should learn, that when it do happen, learn from it. See, that's the good thing about grace. See, we allow things to happen, but we don't let it be a learning experience. That is, say I was harsh with my wife. I said harsh words to my wife. And even though I say, well, please forgive me, it should go further than that. And the reason why it should go further than that, because number one, I should say, well, what caused me to do that? Why did that happen? Where was I at? Because, see, all those are factors that we need to understand so that we can come out from among them. So what? I don't want to do it no more. Now, that's learning control. If Walmart and you in a hurry and they ain't got but one line open going to cause you to act a fool, don't go in Walmart. Find you somewhere else to go. Amen. I'm just telling you the truth. See? Go to a fast store where you can say, walk right to the rest. Because, see, learning and growing is the key. And I think we say things, even though Paul, we say, well, will you please forgive me? Well, you think at the end, well, the devil said, he ain't got control of it. Because see, he ain't took all the factors out. He ain't look at all the factors. Why did it happen? Well, when did it happen? See, you got to look at all those factors and you got to get all those variables out so you can be able to control it. Because see, he said no man can tame it. Now, only thing you can do is what? Control it. But it's still going to be time, brother. Amen. I don't care. It's going to be time. But see, you learn from it so that you don't do it again. See, and that's what he's talking about. Because he's talking about something that's powerful. Isn't that what he said? Go back right quick. Look what he said right quick. I got about 2 minutes. Let me get you right for you. Look at verse 6. He said, the tongue is a fire. Fire hard, ain't it? Huh? A world of iniquity. You see how he described it? So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body and set on fire, the whole course of nature, and set on fire of hell. Do you see the adjectives that the Holy Spirit is using about that little member? Huh? Every kind of beast and the birds and serpents of all things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. But one thing man can't do, they can't control that. And that's a fact of life. But one thing, you might not can control it, but you go back to verse number 2, to be able to bribe the body, you got to be able to control that. But see, if you can't control that, brother, you ain't gonna be able to control the whole body, bribe the whole body. Now, I want you to understand. And I want you to sit here and say, and I want you to leave here and say, my tongue, I got it in. It's there. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't believe me, if you ever cussed, and you may ain't cussed in a long time. That reason I don't pick up hammers. I don't pick up screwdrivers. I don't pick up nothing that's going to hurt me. Let me tell you something, Melon. I'm up there, daughter, talking about, boy, don't nail that nail in there, boy. And I'm just trying to nail, and I'm already nervous because I know I ain't got no business with that hammer in my hand. All right? And then I accidentally hit my finger. Now, them words are already back there. You understand what I'm saying? Now, first thing you can do is look around. Oh, you just go, it's going to just pop out. Right? That ain't never happened to y'all? Huh? The other day I went walking. And I was just, me time, I was just thinking, I was praying, and I was just walking. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I looked back. And what Brother Frazier was a little white dog. And he was, he didn't bark. The only thing I heard him say was, rawr, rawr. I didn't cuss. I repented because it was a private sin. Boy, something went through my mind. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just human. So Dar said, do you have a good walk? I said, yeah, I had a wonderful walk. She said, what you learned? I said, I ain't walking out the 8 o'clock no more. Now, it could have happened at 1 o'clock, couldn't it? It could have happened at 2 o'clock, but it was at night, okay? And I decided just to go walk, and that dog caught me in darkness. Now, he didn't bite me. I looked back at him, and I cried back at him, and I won. And I didn't run. See? So my point, they won't encounter no more. I leave hammers alone. I leave screwdrivers. I don't do none of that no more. See? The next lesson I learned the other day, I'm not going to walk at the 8 o'clock. Because, see, next time that dog may bite me. See? But, see, that's what he's trying to get us to see. Because it's there, people. You understand what I'm saying? And the only difference that we're trying to get to see is broaden the whole body so you can control the tongue. But let me go back and read our time. But go back to verse 6. Because see, and we'll talk about it a little bit more next week and look at those words. Underline the word fire, iniquity, world of iniquity. See, it defies the whole body. See, and by the word whole body, go back and put James 3:2. Because, see, we don't want it to divide the whole body because we try to control the whole body, and set on fire the whole course of nature. See, and it's set on fire of hell. See, strong words, isn't it? See, and that's what we should see. Okay? We're out of time. We'll pick up verse 6. I want to pick back up verse 6. Go ahead, Brother Freddie. Last comment.